This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
2-1-1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, you are the one community at a time that we're talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome to the show. You know, it's the power of one. We've talked about this so much here on Agenda 21 Radio. It really truly is the power that you have to make up your own mind to learn about these totalitarians, what's going on, how they're functioning, and what they're going to do to you, which is really, really important. And, you know, what they're doing to people like the Hammonds. Yeah, we are going to put out their rule number 7 from Saul Alinsky and put it right back in Saul's face because we have another crisis we're going to let linger longer. And those of you that know what I'm talking about, the whole notion of Saul Alinsky's rule number 7 is don't let a crisis linger too long. Well, we've just got another crisis like we had with Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. We have a new one. Hammond, 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 or Harney, 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 you know, as in Harney County in Oregon, and the Hammonds up in Burns, 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 Oregon. We're just going to let this crisis linger longer because it's kind of like a, well, who was that talking about a boil the other day? It's kind of like a boil. It's just kind of boiling over. It's becoming quite dangerous for the federal government to talk about, well, or to resist anyway, if you will, the people of Harney County, Harney County, because of the Constitution. Just that Constitution is getting in their way. So we're going to let this crisis linger longer. It's lingering too long, and it's a problem for the federal government, and they're a little bit worried up there in Harney County. So anyway, we're going to be talking to Jason Van Tatenhove, who is with Oath Keepers. He's their national media spokesperson. He's going to be joining us here in the second segment of this hour. And we're going to be getting a full explanation about what's going on up there in Harney County, Oregon, and full explanations going on. But first, a few things covering the essence of the story that's going to come forward. Clinton Foundation took massive payoffs, promised to Hammond Ranch and other publicly owned lands to Russia. Are you kidding me? Yeah, well, that's what one of the stories that we have, along with one-fifth of our uranium ore. Yeah, it seems that the Clinton Foundation took massive payoffs for promised uranium and thorium and other essential radioactive materials. The Clinton Foundation and Harney, you know, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a big story. Hillary Rodham Clinton, boy, the spying, the emails. By the way, breaking news to you, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that the FBI is deeply involved in Harney County? In fact, what they have done is they've cordoned off the courthouse in Harney County. And you know what the FBI is doing inside the courthouse? Going through court files. And I just have a feeling that what they're doing is looking for Clinton Foundation emails in Harney County to corroborate the emails that they're finding on those servers, especially as it relates to a company known as Uranium One. Yeah, a bogus company out of Canada, which basically laundered money to the Clinton Foundation for various favored status so that they can gain access to uranium in where? Harney County. So the FBI is actually cordoned off the courthouse there in Harney County, and they're doing deep investigations as we speak. I wonder what they're going to find. Just a little tidbit of some of the stuff that's going to come at you here in the next hour in relationship to what's going on up there in Burns County. See, this is this crisis lingering longer business. The longer this crisis lingers, the stinkier it gets for the feds. And it looks like Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. You never know what's going to appear in these super secret emails that are being foisted upon the FBI right now. So they're deeply involved with an investigation of some sort. We don't know for sure, but you know what? We do know that there's a lot of activity going on around the Clinton Foundation and the investigation going on there. Okay, some other stories that are happening, though, especially in the first segment that we can bring to you. It begins. First refugees arrive in South Carolina despite governor's concerns. Now, this is something that's been kind of interesting. We brought this up yesterday, that the refugee crisis is just kind of out of control all around the United States. We know that, and that's been the design for it, so it is out of control. And you can have all these different religious organizations gaining billions of dollars for the services that they're going to provide for these refugees. Amongst the most stellar of these religious organizations are the Jesuits. The Jesuits of America in particular are getting billions of dollars to help these refugees out. You see, as I've said here on this radio show so many times, what we're seeing with this immigration business and refugee business is a business. It's the business of trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Protestations are all around the nation going on deaf ears with this president. So this is not just immigration in refugee resettlement. This is an invasion here in the United States of America, very similar to what you're seeing in Europe. It's called Hijra. It's the invasion of the United States by multinationals, especially those aligned with Islam and jihad. And they're not coming here to resettle or to assimilate. No, that's not the business. No, they want to destroy Western culture like they're doing in Germany and all of Europe. You see, this is part of the gig. This is what they want to do. So, you know, a lot of people might not grasp that. The magnitude, the scale is enormous once you start studying it. And I suggest you go to our website, type in trafficking in human flesh and slavery. You'll see the scale, the numbers. It's absolutely a coordinated effort. And this president is the tip of the spear for the coordinated effort for this resettlement and the reshaping and rechanging of the United States of America. This is what we are fighting right now. Anyway, if your school is asking your kids to, well, become indoctrinated with Islam, you better stop them. You have a right, especially a public school. No public school children should be indoctrinated into any religion. So-called separation of church and state, I used to deal with this professionally for years. People always wanting to foist their religion in a public school. Now, this is the deal. No one, as far as I'm concerned, is disallowed to pray in a school. It's when the state, the power of the state is used to coordinate and to force your child to pray to a god, any god. That's not what this country's all about. We're not a theocracy. The founding fathers made sure of that. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And just checking the polling numbers going into Iowa and so on. Hillary has about a 48-42% lead over Bernie Sanders right now. That number has dropped dramatically in terms of support for her. We're just a few days away from the caucuses. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Last night, Hillary performed, I think, rather poorly in this so-called, wasn't a debate, but it was a discussion. And people were asking pointed questions about the emails to her. It was very uncomfortable. I thought she did not give a satisfactory answer to the crowd, just to kind of let you know. I think it's kind of on to the decline, obviously, for Hillary. I mean, the polling numbers are continuing to trend. You know, this is, you know, you always hear in the stock market, the trend is your friend. Well, you know, if you're on the right side of the trend, right? If you're on a trend and you want to sell everything and the market's going down and you can sell short, hey, that trend is your friend. If your stocks are going up and you don't want to buy into it, but you stay with the trend and your friend and your stocks are rising in price, you're making more money, the trend is your friend. In the polling situation with Hillary Rodham Clinton, the trend is not her friend. No, 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 no. All around the nation, poll numbers are dropping for her and dropping drastically. So a matter of time as the erosion for the Hillary Rodham Clinton campaign continues and the downward spiral continues. Okay, in New Hampshire, she's 20-some points behind Bernie Sanders, who, you know, if you want honesty and integrity, Bernie Sanders is an honest socialist. I cannot, you know, fathom for one second a socialist being president in which he's going to tax everybody into oblivion, including everybody. And he promises taxes. And if we ask for that and we elect him, then good luck to this country because it's not going to work in this environment. But anyway, one of the things that's going on here in California is we're now starting to see Kamala Harris, who's running for senator, is going to take over Boxer's seat. I think that's really what it is. The Senate seat in California and the race going on is in a very interesting race. And we're going to be talking to Steve Frank and getting all the inside information on how the California Republicans are trying to destroy the California Republican Party. That's an interesting conversation. And those of you that are in Texas that listen to this radio show, some of you, my listeners, are new listeners to us on Agenda 21 Radio because we went to the debut of 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, and we met a number of you, which is wonderful, lovely Texas ladies and gentlemen who were there and supportive of the radio show. We appreciate that. For those of you out there that were wondering about what's going on in California because you're concerned about Texas, is Texas next in terms of the explosion of the Republican Party? My answer to all of you in Texas is yes, it's coming your way. The explosion of California's political system is coming your way. So be forewarned here by Agenda 21 Radio. And we're going to explain it to you in the next few days because it's critically important in Texas that you learn what's happening to the destruction of the Republican Party here in California. Kamala Harris is a big figure here. She's the state attorney general. We call her Obama in a dress because she's a big Obama fan. He's a big fan of hers. He calls her the hottest attorney general in the nation is what he calls her because she's a very attractive lady. And so, you know, Obama, you know, he's got the slime factor all about him. And so he makes these kind of derogatory comments in my estimation. Anyway, what happens, it's kind of interesting, is that Kamala Harris has decided that what she's going to try and do is she's going to try and suppress scientific dissent on climate change. So this is going to become a criminal activity if you dissent against climate change. This is the latest thing coming out of California. Hello, this is where I live. I mean, you talk about wackiness. So if you're a dissenter, we're not really sure what this is all about, but the headline that we have here is California joins the effort to prosecute or persecute and suppress scientific dissent on climate change. You know, the phony science behind climate change? These people want to process and convict you and convict you for your thoughts on climate change. Oh, you know, climate change, it changes every day, right? Admittedly so. But is it because of man-made anthropogenic climate change? Yeah, the climate does change and is modified by human beings every single day by all you have to do is look at climate engineering happening around you. Those are the people that are really doing it to you. But is it the so-called theory that's actually out there that's a bogus theory by the president and all this stuff? No. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's a loon. But she wants to prosecute her, you. And, of course, if you're a gun store owner, Kamala Harris wants to arrest you for the slightest little violations. Yeah, we're hearing as many as 8 gun store owners in California since the beginning of the year have been arrested for various and sundry violations of law that she thinks these store owners should be arrested for. So if you're a gun store owner, just get arrested. That's just the way it works. That's the way they roll here in California. I mean, if you don't want to stop, you know, you want to stop what's going on with the Second Amendment, right? You want to stymie the Second Amendment? Well, she knows how to do that. Anyway, let's get on with something else, though, that's pretty important because we're going to be having Jason Van Taten, hopefully, on here in a second. Hammond. Now, Hammond. Don't forget them. This is an interesting story. It came out by Red Smith yesterday, and he told me this was coming out, and I listened to him and so on. It says, this is, we have it up on agenda21radio.com right now. It's very, very interesting, and it relates to the judge. Ann Aiken has a history of political incest. Now, this Ann Aiken, the judge that was involved in the latest round of the Hammond trial, is the one that we're talking about here. It says, this is an interesting part. October 7, 2015, Chief Judge of the United States District Court of Oregon, Ann Aiken, resentenced Eastern Oregon ranchers Dwight Stone and Steve Hammond to a 5-year term in federal penitentiary. The Hammonds were resentenced by Aiken as terrorists under the Congressional Terrorism Act of 1996 regarding a 2012 arson conviction. And it says the resentencing was in response to an appeal filed by former U.S. District Attorney Amanda Marshall. Operative word there, former. It was this decision by Judge Aiken that ultimately led to the current civilian occupation of the Malheur Reserve by citizens intent on redressing grievances to their government. Judge Ann Aiken, a native Oregonian and science graduate of the University of Oregon, was appointed to her seat on the district court by then-President Bill Clinton in 1998. Now you see where we're going. She has a history with cases from the Eastern Oregon area and Steens Mountain and Malheur Reserves. In particular, in 2006, Aiken was a presiding judge in a civil case number 06242AA, the Oregon Natural Desert Association versus Sherford, in which Judge Aiken ruled against the primary instruments of the Steen Mountain Cooperative Management and Protection Act, which she found violated the supremacy of the Federal Environmental Protection Act. And, of course, the Cooperative Management Plan, written and sponsored by Oregon Congressman Greg Walden, was a law enacted by Congress in 2000 and represented a landmark cooperative effort at a joint management plan and recreational environmental usage. It should be noted that the Hammonds, as acknowledged by Congressman Walden, were instrumental in development of the cooperative plan. Oops. And Judge Aiken, remember the Clinton, see how this plot's going to thicken? Judge Aiken was the key person to overturn it. Her decision was predicated in part based on an affidavit testimony provided by now controversial Harney County Judge Stephen Gratzley. Oh my gosh, Gratzley. Remember, we talked about him yesterday. The law using Aiken's opinion as president was soon subverted by agencies such as the BLM. This is a great article. U.S. District Attorney Amanda Marshall being sworn in by Judge Aiken. She was the lead prosecutor who is now resigned amidst allegations of an inappropriate work relationship and questions surrounding former governor John Kritzenhaber, the guy who resigned, the governor. It's related to Jerry Brown and Tom Steyer, the corruption charges. I love it when a plan comes together. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's been doing the UN, one community at a time. Paul Preston.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about what's going on up there in Burns, Oregon, and all the different things that are happening. And, of course, this is a nonstop story. We've been covering it since day one. And Ammon Bundy has put his feet down, obviously, and brought in a whole bunch of people to do the protest originally. Then it turned into the takeover. And, of course, the stories are coming in right and left. And one of the stories that we're covering here on Agenda 21 Radio, working with Red Smith and so many others, there's a whole cadre of writers, actually, that are working on the Jerry Brown angle to Burns. Yeah, Jerry Brown, our wonderful governor, and Tom Steyer, the environmentalist, they have deep roots in Burns, Oregon, and something a lot of people don't understand has to do with geothermal power. Which, you know, as you know, we've been covering the story about Jerry Brown and his Calusa County ranch, which coincidentally has a lot of oil shale underneath it and also has a lot of geothermal availability. And they want to build the Sites Reservoir. And, gee, Jerry Brown just, well, he just drilled 9 water wells on his property. I wonder what that's all about. So we're just trying to connect some dots here about the bigger picture and about the bigger influences going on in Burns and other places. But with us right now is Jason Van Tatenhove, and Jason is the National Media Director for Oath Keepers, and he's also an editor with their website. And Jason, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, thanks for having me, Paul. It's great to be back with you.
Yeah, and you know, I think you were on the show one or two times before when we first started to break some stories about what was going on up there in Montana, and I think maybe it was the Gliese mine.
It was the Sugar Pine mine was the first time me and you started talking. And and a few times since that, I think twice.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome back. And okay, so what is the latest on Burns? I know you've been there, you've been feet on the ground, but you're not there right now. But you've had some people there, and I know you've been talking to people this morning. What is the latest?
Sure. Right now, everything's on the quiet on the Western Front. To go back, I was there a week ago. I was there for about a week. I do get daily updates from our operational commander that's on the ground there. His name is Sergeant Major Santoro, and he's working with our guys who are coming under the umbrella of the Pacific Patriot Network, which is that buffering zone group. They're the guys that are out there in Burns and the surrounding area that have gone, and I'm sure every one of your listeners has seen the video where you had the convoy of Patriots go to the FBI headquarters
right.
at the Burns Airport.
Sort of an
so
epic
that's them. That's
video,
the,
actually.
Those guys. So we're working with them as a buffer zone element. So right now everything's quiet, but we are seeing a whole lot of movement. There's a lot of vehicles that have shown up. There's a dramatic increase in the amount of federal boots on the ground. It seems that, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We pray that there's not going to be a Waco type situation, but we certainly think that time is running short here for the guys there at the refuge. That soon enough they're going to start cordoning things off. They're going to start sending in negotiators and making things a lot more difficult than they have been. And our main concern right now is there are some children that are on the site, and we want to make sure that they get off the site just in case something were to go sideways.
Right.
You know, if it's men and women that are grown and make their own decisions, you know, that choose to be there as patriots standing up for their rights, I'm all for that. I've been there shoulder to shoulder from Bundy Ranch on with these guys. And, you know, a lot of them are good friends of mine. So I support them in what they're doing there, but you know, I personally wouldn't maybe not have done this exact same way of doing things, but the fact is they're there and we've got to support them, but we got to get those kids out of there.
Well, the other thing that's sort of the added aspect to it is it's really brought a lot of attention on what's really truly going on there with the BLM and the federal officials there in Burns, Oregon, and certainly with the sheriff. There's a lot of attention now being brought to him.
Now
I want to get through one thing though, and because we've been hearing reports. We had verified to us that there were a couple hundred different vehicles from the feds that came into Burns on, I guess, Friday afternoon or Friday evening.
Well, to clarify that, yes, there are about 200 vehicles, but it's not 200 new vehicles. There were a good number of those vehicles already there in the area. So they're not all new, but we are seeing an increase in you know, law enforcement presence, whether that's the feds or whoever it might be. There is a ramping up, but it's not quite true that like 200 new vehicles just showed up Friday night. That's not necessarily the case.
So you're seeing a couple hundred now, as where you might saw less than that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And you know, you sparked on something that was absolutely in the right vein as to the truth of things. And it really doesn't have to do with, much like Bundy Ranch and these other mines, doesn't have to do with, you know, grazing fees or whatnot. I my personal belief, this actually has to do with the thorium that is located there in that area. We've got some people doing some research that thorium is going to be the new, I'm sure you're somewhat familiar with it, the new nuclear power for this new generation of nuclear power plants. And it just so happens that one of the largest reserves in the world is there at that wildlife refuge. And we know with all these cases, you follow the money, you tend to get to truth of things. And
right.
It's my personal opinion that that's where that's going.
Thorium has actually been mentioned to me. The big thing that we're covering right now is the linkage. There's a whole bunch of things that are happening because we've had several articles that are covering Jerry Brown and some of the things that he's been pulling here in California that have direct links to Oregon. Kitzenhofer, I think his name is, the former governor who resigned in disgrace because his girlfriend was taking money from Tom Steyer, a radical environmentalist, a multi-billionaire who has interest with Jerry Brown in that area of Harney County. Hello. And we're working with some people who have deep contacts and information that's very relative to thorium, to the other minerals that are on deposit there, but also with the geothermal angle, connecting the dots from one place to another. It's not too far, really, as a crow flies, or I guess if you want to say by way of steam vents volcanically from burns down to Colusa County, where we have that whole network along the Cascade range there. So this is the kind of stuff we're looking at, too. I mean, when you start to look at it, there's a whole bunch of pieces of the puzzle, but it's all big money puzzle.
Absolutely, and we're really actually to give you a little piece of what we're tracking this back to, I can actually put you in contact with the person who's doing this research, but we're tying it back to the Clinton Foundation.
Right. That's really absolutely
where the money is winding up. That's where it's lining up to go.
So. Yeah, and one of the big things, of course, was what Uranium One, is that ring a bell? That's part of what the Clinton Foundation has been involved with, and it all comes back to the Clinton Foundation. In fact, I think IntelliHub just ran another article about that. This isn't necessarily new news, but it's nice to have these news articles refreshed from time to time about this interconnectedness between the Clinton Foundation and what's going on at Burns.
Well, you know, there's an overreaching plan that connects all these dots from these different locations, whether it's the mine in Montana, you know, the gentleman with the ponds here in Montana that they're trying to get the White Hope mine, all of it, Bundy Ranch. And there, I can tell you in the background, there is an investigation going on that's trying to connect those dots now with some very, very competent, squared away people. That's all I'll say on it. But eventually, yeah, that's going to come out. And it's not going to come out till all those dots are connected. But know that there are people looking into what the big picture is and working very diligently and professionally.
Hang on. We got the music coming up. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Big news about what's going on in Burns, Oregon. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about Burns, Oregon. I know this has been a very, very popular subject to everybody out there, certainly wanting to know what's going on up there. And with us, we have the National Media Director for the Oath Keepers, Jason Van Tatenhove. And Jason's been on the show a couple times already, reporting about a number of different things, Sugar Pine Mine, Gleese Mine, and so on, and a whole bunch of other stuff around the nation. And he's reporting on us on what is, well, we're finding out with some investigations about, well, the real deal behind Burns. It's all about money. It's all about minerals and so on. We now have entered the realm of thorium, which is supposed to be the next nuclear energy power source, which, of course, is something that's highly radioactive. But there just so happens to be a lot of it in Harney County, go figure, and the major players that are going on there, all the way to the Clinton Foundation. Yeah, we're going to be connecting those dots. So anyway, Jason, as we connect these dots, it's kind of like what's going on with Hillary Clinton and her emails right now. And I know you know about top-secret email servers. But she seems to have breached a whole new level in terms of these emails. And I don't want to throw that in the mix here right now, but that's just another piece of the puzzle working around out there. Because I do know, and I think as most people have already figured out, that a lot of these actors that are in the big money scheme of things have probably gotten information from her email server in some way or another.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just goes to further demonstrate the total disregard for our rights, for, you know, human dignity, human life, that these, you know, elites, just total disregard. You know, they're interested in profit. They're interested in power. And that's just shown time and time again, you know, underscored with the, you know, what gets me about the email scandal is not necessarily the fact that she was using an unsecured thing. It's the fact that, you know, she does things like lie about Benghazi. I mean, Chris, Tonto Prons, a good friend of mine, I was just talking to him yesterday about the situation in Oregon. And, you know, these real lives have been ruined by these people for these profits. And our rights, time and time and time again, have just been decimated. And until we start standing up like we are now, it's going to continue happening. So we need to support these initiatives when they happen. We need to, you know, be a part of these operations. And I know not everyone can go out on, you know, leave their job, leave their family, and go across the country driving. I had to drive 15 hours to get out there, you know, and be there for, you know, an extended period of time. But you can support some way. You can support financially. You can support by spreading the news. You can support, you know, by calling your lawmakers and letting them know what you really think about this. But it's time, folks. It's time for us to continue making these stands. Now, I had on my radio show, I've got an radio show every Sunday night. It's called the Patriot Report. And last night we had Stuart Rhodes on, president, founder of Oath Keepers. We had Fennecum Lavoie, who's one of the main leaders of the group there at the Refuge. He's a good friend of mine. I've interviewed him many times. And you can find those interviews on the Oath Keepers website. He actually put off Fox News and ABC News to talk with us. But he brought up a real gem of knowledge. So we had these ranchers show up at the ranch yesterday, which is originally going to be one, saying that he's no longer going to pay grazing fees to the BLM and deal with them. He's going to disconnect from that whole federal system, much like Lavoie has done himself at his ranch. And his sheriff in that county is actually going to stand with him and protect him. This is in Utah. And then as that spark happened, four other ranchers that were in the audience stood up and said, you know what, I'm going to do the same thing. So now we've got a couple of different sheriffs in different counties in Utah that are willing to stand with these ranchers and say no to the BLM. So we were trying to postulate the theory that, hey, guys, why don't we take what's happening in Burns, because we know we've got a very limited time span there, and let's get you guys over to these counties in Oregon where you've got the protection of the sheriff. We will stand with you. We'll make sure that you're there safely. Let's all come together and try to get there, because we really think that the hammer's going to come down on Burns. And unfortunately, the sheriff not being, you know, he's just a federal sock puppet at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and he actually worked for the BLM. He was a field agent back in
2007. Well, he testified against the Hammonds, too.
Yeah, you know.
Hello.
And actually, the fire chief did, too. The fire chief that resigned.
Right.
And that we've got evidence that he testified against him, though I think he had a come-to-God moment. He really, when he saw those federal agents posing as militiamen at the armory and pulled them over, he resigned.
Yeah.
So I think he's actually starting to wake up.
Well, that brings me up to, we're running out of time here, but the Chris Ann Hall thing. Now, before we talked on air, you were talking about that there's still a divided community there about Bundy's out, you know, Federal's in, and all that stuff is still going on pretty strong. Any comments on that?
Yes, and the reason really is because so much of the county work for the federal government. It really is a false economy. Harney County used to be one of the most prosperous counties in the whole state. Now it is one of the least prosperous. It's at the very bottom of the list. And everyone who has a job, generally, half of the town almost, works for the BLM, the Forest Service, some way they work for the government. And at these safety committee meetings, time and time again, they got up saying, I can't express my rights, my feelings about this, because I'm contractually obligated.
Right.
When I started this job, I cannot speak out against this. So, you know, a lot of them are
conflicted,
unable to, and they're afraid they're going to lose their jobs and, you know, their livelihood because of what's happening.
Well, listen, hang on, Jason. We got one more break, and it's going to be a short time period after that. We're talking to Jason Van Tatenhoven. He's the National Media Director for Oath Keepers USA, and he's also an editor with them. And when we come back, we'll get a little bit more contact information, how we can help down there in Burns, Oregon, with the Bundys. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income4.com.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Jason Van Tatenhove. He is the National Media Director for Oath Keepers. Really appreciate Jason coming on and letting us know what's going on up there in Burns, Oregon, and Ammon Bundy and the whole group. We only have a few, about 90 seconds in this segment. So, Jason, give us the contact information about Oath Keepers. And I have a question. Can anybody join Oath Keepers?
Yes, actually. As long as you don't have a felony, you're able to join Oath Keepers. There's a misperception that it has to be, you have to be military, previous military law enforcement. That is not the case. We're actually starting a new Minuteman program that's going to be a civilian-based initiative. I myself am a civilian. I've only been deputized while working for Oath Keepers on some of these operations. But if you want to get more information, you go to oathkeepers.org. Now, I want to encourage your listeners, go directly to the sources for your information. Don't rely on mainstream media.
Right.
For the people at the refuge, to go to C4CF.com is their website, and then Pacific Patriot Networks is the buffer zone group, and they have their own website as well. You can either Google the Pacific Patriot Network, or I believe it is just the Pacific Patriots Network.com.
Okay. And the C4F.com, that's the other one.
Yes, that's the guys actually there at the refuge.
Okay, so if you want to give them any kind of financial support or anything like that.
They do have donate buttons. Also, New Manna Foods is taking donations to deliver food to the refuge. You can do that through our Oath Preppers site, oathpreppers.com. I don't think it's up yet. It's going to be up in a couple days, but you'll be able to do that there or just through New Manna.
Well, listen, Jason, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio. Keep up the good work, my man.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, talk to you later. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, as we say at this time, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. But more importantly, stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by New Manna Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with New Manna Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to New Manna Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month. fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.